From the News Center, a news focus.
When leaving a Berks County church back in the fall of 2017, parishioners were startled by a multitude of spotted lanternflies flying around their place of worship. Hundreds or thousands of the plant hoppers landed on the building and then launched themselves toward nearby trees. Some were successful, others ended up on the church lawn. A Penn State Extension horticulture educator, Emily Swackhammer, used the opportunity to share what she knew about the destructive pest, which was first discovered in Berks County in 2014. It comes from Asia and has a penchant for more than 70 types of fruit and landscape trees, grapevines, and woody ornamental plants. Swackhammer assured her friends and family the insects did not present a danger to them or the church. Scientists from Penn State have been researching the invasive plant hopper's behavior, including its late summer, early fall dispersal flights. People call it swarming, but that's not really accurate, at least from an entomological perspective, according to Extension educator Amy Corman. She noted that swarming occurs when certain insects move in aggregations when stimulated by chemical and environmental cues. As for why they behave like this, the current hypothesis is that they are looking for additional food. In fact, when early fall arrives and their favorite food drops its leaves, they can be seen moving in large numbers onto other trees. Whatever the reason, being in the vicinity of one of these mass movements can be alarming, but not dangerous, says Swackhammer. And you may be happy to know the spotted lanternfly dies with the killing frost instead of trying to find a new home inside yours. And if you're considering home remedies like dish detergent concoctions to get rid of them, think again. The experts say swatting and stomping is preferable. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.